Okay. We'll get, will we move on? No, he's working on it. Keep, all right. I'm just going to move that one away. Up there. Great. Thank you so much. We're ready to roll, I think. And we'll pick up the rest of the Bible reading a little bit later because that's what we're going to focus on today in our Advent series. And it's really good to be here this morning. It's great to see some visitors with us today, and we're so glad that you're able to make it. And you can see the decorations are up, ready to advertise that it is Christmas. And we've even got two Advent candles burning this morning. And sorry, Mitch, that's not working. Oh, here we go. It's just a bit... Oh, you will. All right. I'll just look at you and give a nod. Thank you so much. That would be great. Appreciate that. And it's great to see that we had last week with Sue DePyle, the message of hope, and that helped us to expand our thinking on what hope is. And today we're going to do joy, and it's entitled The Path of Joy. And we've got two more weeks coming up, leading us right up until Christmas Eve with Tom. So we will be looking forward to sharing those things. Thanks. Today, the title is The Path of Joy. Yep. And the Oxford Dictionary, I'm sorry, let me just go back up again. Joy is very much a part of the Christmas story. And this is our front door. If you come down William Street, you will see the red brick house. And on our front door is our Christmas greeting to all who come and to visit. And I bought that joy decoration that's hanging on the top part of the door when the youth group, a very long time ago, was having their Christmas celebration. And Margot had the theme of joy. And I saw that in a shop and I bought it. And from that time on, every Christmas, that has gone up on our front door. And it's had a few little extras added to it over the years. Now, the title for today is The Path of Joy. And the Oxford Dictionary for Path says, it's a way or a track laid down for walking or made by, think of the walkers, continual treading. That's how the path gets made. And as I began to think about that and the title of our message and understanding, I realised that joy is not just head knowledge, but rather joy is all to do about the journey of life that we are on. And it means that as we tread out that message of joy, we are making it visible for others to see joy in our heart and how that goes. We've got two Bible readings that were included in our message for today. The first one is from Luke chapter 2, and that's the shepherds and how the shepherds came and what transpired for them as they received the message from the angels. And also we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 2, and that's how the wise men came and met Jesus, and there is indeed joy. And I love the two carols that we sang today. Both talked about the experience of the shepherds and of the wise men. In Luke chapter 2, thanks, as we read to us this morning, the message of the angel, next one, yeah, thanks, is the message to the shepherds of the birth of Jesus. And there is a great deal of joy. The message to the angel was, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And how good it is that right here, today, in the year 2023, in Ringwood, we are still talking about that good news of great joy. And this message is being shared all around the world because this message is for all people. Joy is very different to happiness. While happiness is often based on external circumstances and temporary feelings, you know, like eating the chocolate, yes, there's joy in the moment, but what happens when the block is finished? Joy, however, is deep-seated. It's a lasting sense of contentment and gladness, and it's rooted in one's relationship with God. That's what makes joy very different to happiness. The angel was then joined in that great heavenly host with a whole lot of angels, far too many to number. And their message to the shepherds was, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. What a message to receive. We know that they were frightened. Who wouldn't be with a sky full of angels singing and communicating with them when they were shepherds used to looking after sheep, not looking up into the sky with such intent? But I think we can see in the message that the angels gave to the shepherds, joy can be seen as both an emotion and a state of being. It involves feelings of gladness and contentment, but also a deeper sense of inner peace and assurance. And look at that message in verse 14. Glory to God in the highest. What praise there was beyond what they would know. And on earth, peace to men on whom his favour rests. Joy and peace very much go together. And it's great to see that that first message given by the angels contains that heart of peace, which is so well connected with the joy. And now to the shepherds. How good it is to see the shepherds. These guys out on the fields heard the message, and they were the first visitors to travel down and to come to the manger. We've got our would-be manger on the stage here today. And I too, like Cam, observed Finn peering into the manger and looking at what the manger contained. And that's exactly what happened for the shepherds. The wonder of it all, 2,000 years on, still lives on for us today. And we see here that there is a little bit more, however, to the story of the shepherds. And we see in verse 17, it says, when they had seen him is Jesus, the baby Jesus in the manger, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Is joy contagious? I think the shepherds tell us the answer to that question. Yes, indeed it is. When we radiate joy, it can positively impact those around us and inspire them to find joy in their own lives. I had a really good chat to Graham Jones this week. He's just come home from after 5 weeks in hospital. And we were sharing together about the journey that Graham has been on in the last 5 weeks. He shared with me about the special times he had had in hospital with many of the staff from many different countries around the world. He said he listened to their stories, and then he was able to share with them his story of what Christmas and the Lord Jesus Christ means to him. I thought that was interesting how we can see that link, that when we share the story with others and we share it with the joy that is in our heart from our personal experience, it does have an impact on others. And I trust that you'll think about that as you go out into your week, wherever your week might be. You might be not looking after the sheep on the hills, but you might be looking after a flock of children at home or spending time with grandchildren. And as you head out and you're standing in a busy checkout line, it's amazing sometimes how conversation can start up, and as you're able to share the story of why you're shopping or what you're doing or the doors that God will open in that time. And now to Mary. This little verse tells us so much about Mary and joy. Here she is. The shepherds have been. She's had this incredible experience. And these words are recorded in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. What an amazing person Mary was. No wonder God chose her to be the mother to the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes when we think about joy, we might be asking ourselves the question, can joy and sorrow coexist? Well, I believe the answer to that is yes, they can. The Bible acknowledges that sorrow and joy can coexist. In John 16 and verse 20, Jesus tells his disciples that their sorrow will turn into joy, comparing it to a woman in labour who experiences pain but rejoices when her child is born. And straight after that conversation, Jesus said to the disciples, they were very sad because Jesus was leaving them. And Jesus said, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one can take away your joy. Yes, we will experience sorrow in our life, but it's good to know that that joy that is deep-seated, that's to do with our relationship with God, will always be with you. The Bible encourages believers to maintain an attitude of gratitude, to trust in God's promises, and to find joy in His presence, even amidst the challenges of life. Mary was so aware of that as she looked at the babe, and as life went on and she eventually saw her beloved son die upon a cross. There was sorrow, but there was also joy. The first Christmas story in the Bible has people of all status in it. I love the fact that we've got the low-caste shepherds, and we've got the well-to-do magi, the wise men from the east, also part of that first Christmas story. It was quite a journey for those wise men to travel and to find the saviour of the world. They were indeed overjoyed at seeing the star and knowing that they had found the right place. Now, it wasn't a stable, as we so often see pictured on the Christmas cards, but rather it was a house where Mary and Joseph and the babe had moved to. But when they came into that house and they saw the child, they worshipped the child and they gave gifts as a sign of their adoration. You know, those wise men made a choice to follow that star, and in the process, they found joy. Is joy a choice? Well, while circumstances can impact our emotions, choosing to trust in God's goodness and to find joy in His presence is ultimately a personal decision. You can't buy joy at the supermarket. You can't wish to find it under your tree packed in a box this Christmas, but you can choose it in the experiences of life that you might face. And today, I am very joyful to have Alex Rolledge come up, and she's going to share her story of joy that she found in 2023. Thank you, Alex. I'll move across and make room for you. How's that?
I think that works. Good morning, everyone. Those of you who know Kay will understand how I'm stood here and not parked in the corner, bench warming, as is more typical. My brief is to share experience of joy this year, and quote, nothing with too much fluff. So we'll see what we can manage. There was much reflection before anything ended up on the page as I sifted through the year that has been and tried to neatly package joy 2023. I was surprised by the vast variability of context, people and emotion tied to my experiences of joy. I've known joy as comfort, challenge and cheer. I've known exuberant, lively, hair-raising joy and the contrasted more subtle, peaceful and gentle joy. For me, joy has perhaps been most palpable in the sad or low moments when the world inevitably fails to deliver and I'm reminded to know myself through God and to trust in him. In Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis supports the notion that joy can and does often coexist with a range of different emotions, suggesting joy has indeed one characteristic and one only in common with happiness, the fact that anyone who has experienced it will want to again. If then I was to try and draw a definition of joy, it would be the range of desirable experiences derived from focus on God's purpose and promises. I've tried my hand at poetry in the hopes of bringing this idea and bringing joy to life. My friend Joy. Many of you may have met my friend Joy. She was there the day Mom left, comfort her employ. When I became an auntie, she was there to cheer. Post-holiday blues consumed, Joy gave a gentle steer. It's likely genetic, the doctor warned one day. Joy took hold of my hand and asked, why don't we pray? Her loving support to relationship did lend. Friends were made of family and family of friends. An invite for breakfast, Bible with a bacon side. There were chats and praise with Kay as Joy looked on bright-eyed. Off to the nursing home where church is RCC run. Smiles, songs and teaching, then prayers with each one. Joy comes along each time and moves about with grace. Touching each one there, her spirit pervades the space. When I think to cut a corner and take the easy road, Joy is quick to remind me, Jesus carried your sins load. Sometimes life gets so busy, there's so much to do. I become the centre, I'm the only one in view. For a time I can forget, get a little out of touch, but when I choose to notice joy, my life is changed so much. I'd love to suggest that joy has been a constant, not yet, but I appreciate the possibility and in that there's certainly joy.
Thank you, Alex. Yes.
Well, there's nothing like hearing the theory and seeing it being lived out. That's what's powerful, isn't it? And thank you, Alex, for the journey that you are on and for the joy of being able to share with you. When I was out in Kmart doing some Christmas shopping last week, I found this in the stationery aisle and I'm sure it left off the counter and fell into my trolley. How could I pass it up? Can you read what it's entitled? Look for Joy. I had no idea what it contained inside, but I thought, I have to have you and see what there is. And when I got home and tore off the cellophane wrapper, here inside I discovered was a folder with a whole heap of post-its. And I have been so encouraged as I've had a good look at it. There are 8 different size post-its, and not one of them has a Christmas logo, reindeer, Santa, Christmas tree, you name it, it's not there. There's a very good reason, I think, for this, because joy is not just for Christmas. Joy is for every day of our living, as Alex has so beautifully shared with us. And I just want to share a little bit that the thoughts that came to me as I looked at these 8 different post-its, different sizes and for things that spoke out. This big one down the side here with the lines and the little tick boxes is the to-do list. I'm sure we all have one of those at home. And you know, I think isn't that interesting? We are to look for joy in the to-do lists, in the everyday moments of living. And by appreciating the little simple pleasures of life and recognizing God's blessing, we can experience joy in the ordinary. For joy of the Lord is there with you and will give you strength in whatever you might face. And then there's these gorgeous little purple ones with little flowers all around the outside. And that reminded me that I am to look for joy in the important areas of my life so that I can be a blessing not only to myself but to others. And I must remember carefully not to let the urgent rob me of the important. How many times we rush off and do an urgent task and we have neglected the important. The take note are these little tiny things. My goodness me, I'd have to be writing very small to put something on that one there. But when I thought about these little tiny pink posts, the take note, I thought, how many times do you find joy where you least expect it? Sometimes in the little moments. Take note of that, and my encouragement here is to make sure that we're all keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. You know, joy is listed out as one of the characteristics produced in the lives of believers through the work of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. And they're known as the fruit of the Spirit, and joy is one of them. And joy is seen as an evidence of a transformed life and a reflection of God's presence within us. And then these little post-its here with little wee flowers on the bottom. I thought, how good is this to be reminded of God's creation? There is joy in God's creation. And sometimes when your spirit feels overwhelmed, it's good to lift your eyes out and to see God's creation. Whether that's to go for a walk, if you've got a garden in your backyard, just to wander around and to have a squiz. You know, sometimes you can feel so overwhelmed, but when you see God's creation, it does lift your spirit. I've got a very tiny little vase that hangs between my kitchen and my family room in our surgery window. And I like to keep a few flowers in that every week. I always replace them, or when they need replacing. And I do that because in the busyness of life in the house, when I look up and I see those little tiny flowers, it puts a smile on my face and it reminds me of the joy that there is in the small things. And inside this little folder, there are heaps of great big blank pages and lots of little pages over here that are blank. And I think to myself, what would I use those for? Well, I think when you find joy and you experience joy, sometimes you just need to write it down. And the reason is we're very good at forgetting and not remembering those moments in life. We can so easily think, oh, nothing good ever happens to me. Nobody's ever kind. Nobody's gone out of their way. I've not experienced joy in any shape or form. We have, but we've just plain forgotten it. And writing it down can help you when you're feeling down to go back and look and to say, yes, God was with me. How good that Alex went back over the whole of the year for her. Lots of highs, lots of lows. But in all of that, she could see the hand of joy and the hand of God on her life. And that's why it is so important to write things down and to be able to go back and to look. And I think the thing that I just want to finish up with is to realise that there is a great link with the path of joy and our own mental well-being. Numerous studies have shown that cultivating a joyful mindset can have a positive effect on our mental, emotional, and even our physical health. I'm part of a Maroondah wellbeing group that meets monthly, and I find it really helpful to my own wellbeing. And I think it's interesting that we live in an area where Maroondah Council has an actual full-time council member that is a wellbeing officer. Isn't that interesting? And high on the priorities of Maroondah's tasks that they're trying to achieve within their community is to raise well-being in the community, because they know it has a vast impact on our community. And we believe that here in our church. That's why we practice a number of things to encourage people in that area. And just to wrap it up, how can we experience joy in difficult times? The Bible encourages believers to maintain an attitude of gratitude, to trust in God's promises, and to find joy in his presence even amidst the challenges. Nehemiah 4:10 in the Old Testament says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." And joy is not the absence of trouble, but it is the presence of Christ. And how can we cultivate joy in our daily lives? We need to be focusing on gratitude, spending time in prayer and worship, and surrounding ourselves with positive influences and seeking to align our lives with God's purposes. And we will cultivate in that process a joyful mindset. There are so many references to joy in the Bible, around about 400 plus of them, with words like joy, rejoice, enjoy, lots of other parts of the word joy. And in the Old Testament, most of them are in the Psalms, where there's talks of praise and worship. Joy is very much linked with that. And in the New Testament, many, many references to joy. And if you really want to study just a little tiny book in the Bible, the book of Philippians, just four chapters, but there's over 16 times you'll read about joy. Yes, joy is definitely in God's word. And if joy is tough for you right now, then I'd really encourage you to speak to someone today who will pray for you and encourage you when you feel down. The elders, Tom and myself, we're very happy to journey with you in that part so that you can work and cultivate joy in your very being. Let's just pause and pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you are a God who cares so deeply for each one of us. We want to thank you, Lord, that so long ago you sent your Son to come into the world that we might know joy through the birth of our Saviour Jesus. And Lord, I pray if there's anyone here today that is looking for joy, help them to find you, Lord, as the answer to that need. And for those feeling down today, we pray that they will seek you and look for joy in the everyday moments of their life. And we ask, Lord, that you will give us joy like the shepherds. We will want to tell others about our relationship with you. And thank you, God, for the path of joy so clearly seen today. Bless us all, we pray. Amen.